hear the Torah from Soloveitchik, Zeher Tzadik, the Bracha, from those who were and are his Talmidim and continue to expound upon his Torah. Therefore, it's a schus for all of us, but for me particularly, to be able to introduce to you a Ravan Khan, a Rosh Hashiva, in Reeds, to present the Torah of Morei Harav from Soloveitchik, Zeher Tzadik, the Bracha.
As it is my gratitude to you, it was supposed to take 24 minutes exactly, but you'll have to be the top of it. I'm going to wait a moment until you get the two sheets, one the Gemara and one the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be Sosar himself. Let's first take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara that you have in front of you, Psachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav, we will begin with Amar Rav Yechon. It's right below the Bamidbar test. Amar Rav Yechanan, Cholkin Olav Chadevo Gavrila. V'sanyo Yochol Yehekohon V'vatachas V'ochlon Kedera Shehiu V'ochlon Talmudoyna Rav Matzis Umroyim Yechlu Afilu Zebif Ne'atzmoy V'zebif Ne'atzmoy. This of course brings us back to the Zman HaMikdosh, and there was a Korban Pesach. And Hero was Korchon Bevas Achas Ve'Ochlon. What does it mean Korchon? Lashon Rabin, what is included in the Kairos of Hillel Bizman HaMikdosh? Zokta Rashbam, Kochom Vatachas, Pesach, Matzah, Molod, Kochom Bikerach Echot. He wrapped the Pesach and the Matzah and Molod together, all three. You will notice in the Rambam that when the Rambam mentions the Din of Koyloch, he says in the Halacha Vav, right next to the Hasogas of Aydin, on the top, Vachalka Koyloch Matzah and Molod Ke'achas Umitabu Vachaloises. So the Rambam mentions Matzah and Molod. What did he leave out? Pesach. Apparently, in the Zman HaMikdosh, the sheet of the Rambam is that there is a Kodah, but the Kodah is not as the Rashbam tells us, and this is a major machlokes of Rishonim. What was the Kodah for Hillel? According to the Rashbam, it was Pesach, Matzah, and Molod. And obviously, the title of Al Matzah Simoloyevim Yechluhu means literally Yechluhu, the Pesach with Matzah and Molah. And according to the Rambam, the Yechluhu means, in the context of the Korban Pesach, you're supposed to eat Matzah and Molah together. But the Chachomim Acholi, Chaveiro Shavil Acholi Kolah. And they say that Adarab, from the words Yechluhu, Al Matzah Simoloyevim Yechluhu, you learn, rather than what? That you are not Koyuch Bevasach HaSmeyavim. The Gemara is trying to conclude, Halukim Olof Chavevim Bavila, not the Nogeya, the meaning of Koyuch Bevasach, but the Nogeya, the principle of Mitzvahs Mevatos Uvizim. And the Gemara says that if, according to Chaveiro Shavila, they disagree with the principle because mitzvahs are mevatlis l'zu. So what should the maskana have been? If we have to avoid a kriya because mitzvahs are mevatlis l'zu, so the maskana should have been that you cannot make kriya, you must eat them separately. So Rabashi says, what raya do you have from here? Here it says, afilu zebich ne'atzma. How do we normally translate such a gemara, afilu zebich ne'atzma? That ain't a panami, if you so desire, you can do kriva too. But you don't have to, because there's no chiv to do kriva. Hillel says there's a chiv to do kriva. The Chachamim say, afilu zebich ne'atzmah, afilu zebich ne'atzmah. But if you want to, of course, you could do a kriva too. If, in fact, mitzvahs mevatli zu, how could you do a kriva? It shouldn't say, afilu zebich ne'atzmah. What should it say, rather? Dafka, rak. Zebich me'atzmah, zebich me'atzmah. This is the kasha of Ravashi. Yochi ma'atzmah. Elam ha'ravashi, ha'itam ha'pikaton. Yochi lo yotzo bo yidei ha'gozo ha'elam ken kofa ha'asamas ha'elam. Kedel ha'shem yomoyim. Vokimein ha'gumuza zeiton, tatka v'krifa. Ha'lodoyim ha'alatzus im oylim yochlu ha'afilu zebich me'atzmah, zebich me'atzmah. Interessant that we would assume that Ravashi's opinion is, if you would ask us, after we've heard what Ravashi's objection was, and how Ravashi explains this crisis, then what should be our maskana about the opinion of Chaveiro Shalilo, not to Nogei HaKoyach, whether you must or you don't have to be that, but rather about Mitzvahs Mevatli Zuluzu, then we would all ta'echo and assume that since the maskana is that you are allowed to eat Zeh, im Zeh, it's just you don't have to. So clearly, in Nogeya, mitzvahs mevatlos, there is no machlokes between Hillel and Chaveiro, and they both hold mitzvahs ein mevatlos zu v'zu, and I'm allowed to eat them together. No, the whole machlokes is whether I should. Putting the Hillel after the kriya, the Yochel says Ravashi that you have to do it after the kriya. So Chaveiro should have objected. No, you don't have to do it without the kriya. If you take a look at the Rashbam, you'll notice that the Rashbam is not ready to give up the basic maskon about Chaveiro Shalilo that they disagree about mitzvahs mevatlos l'zu. And the Rashbam says, b'feirush, that even though maskevo Ravashi umihu chokin olam Chaveiro chenaviyat v'man, Enoch and Lamy, I mask him to the basic point that there is a machlokes benogeyawat, mitzvahs melatlis yuzu, or enoch melatlis. But this machlokes has nothing to do with the b'raisa, and nor would you ever know about this machlokes if all you had for your information was the b'raisa itself. Because this b'raisa's lashon of afilu has no indication in it that the chachamim hold mitzvahs melatlis yuzu. But what is the ma'isa the halacha? That the chachamim achovik in Hillel benogea is nekuda, and they hold mitzvahs mevatleis yuzu. Shtatzach, of course, the bagger, if they hold taka mitzvahs mevatleis yuzu, so then how can you do it together? How can you have the choice? Ein of the man such a diuk in the b'raisa sounds very reasonable, maskev ol alashim. But how could it be the ma'isa that mitzvahs mevatleis yuzu? And nevertheless, what? You can do Korach if you so desire. So we will leave that question in abeyance for a while. Now, of course, the very famous piece of Gemara that follows. Gemara says, Hashto the way it maduchasa. Loiki Gemara, the way kerahona. Yivoveh alachilas matzo the ochil. The hoda amivoveh alachilas moro the ochil. The Hada Ochel Matzah B'chasa B'Hadei Adodei B'loi B'locha. You've already made a B'locha B'Achivas Matzah L'chudei. You've already made a B'locha B'Achivas Mora L'chudei. Now you do something for which you do not make a B'locha, a separate B'locha. You eat it together, Matzah and Mora, Matzah B'chasa, Matzah and Mora. Zeichel L'Mikdosh Kehillah. Zeichel L'Mikdosh Kehillah. What is the pshat? So there are a number of things about this statement that we have to bear in mind. The first thing is when it says hashto v'loit mehilchus aloi kemal aloi kemal, it means that lu yitzuyer the hilchus aloi bidafka kemal aloi kemal, maybe things would be different. It's only that hashto the it mehilchus aloi kemal aloi kemal that this maskama of matzim chudei of moral chudei of other tayyuk aloi bracha that it works. We have to do it because lo yit mehilchus aloi kemal aloi kemal. The second nekuda that we learn from these words is that the zeicher that we have is daft according to whom? According to him. He's matzah lo yitzuyer, we would have passed him like the chachamim. Then there would be no zeicher lemikdash. The zeicher lemikdash is kehillah, because since Hillel required his matzah lemikdash that it should be eaten daft together, so now we eat it daft together. At the end, after the Rebbe the Matzah, the Raisa, and the Mala, the Rabbana, the Rukhulim. And the reason we do this is because we want to create a Zeichel Mikdash Kehillah. Because had we passed them clearly and unequivocally, not like Kehillah, but rather like the Chachamim, the Shaitan, so we would not pick a Das Yochid that we don't pass them like to decide to make a Zeichel Mikdash for it. And the Zeichel Mikdash for the Chachamim, on the other hand, would exist. Because how can there be a Zeichel Mikdash for something that is completely optional and unnecessary? What is the Zeichel Mikdash according to the Chachamim, if the Chachamim's Man Mikdash could just as well have eaten Zemachud with Zemachud? So that's the Hesper, that it's only because Lo Yit Mehilchus Aloi Kemal Aloi Kemal. Theoretically, it's possible that Halacha is like Hillel. And Hillel the Shaitai definitely was requiring a Kayah of Matzah and Mara together according to Rashba, Matzah Mara, and Kor Mitzah. And therefore, Zeicher LeMikdash, now, although we don't have this halacha because we don't have the Kohen Pesach, nevertheless, if the halacha would have been like Hillel, we would have wanted to preserve it. So Hashem loved it, so we still preserve it in the manner of making the matzah chud of all chud, and then we make a korev Zeicher LeMikdash. This, of course, is corroborated also in our nusach. First of all, we say something very interesting. We have a whole pismet. Zeichel Mikdash Kehila came also Hillel Bezman Shabbat Samir Shaykaya Hayakaya. Two different displays. Kerech Pesach Matzah Mar, a Kerech Matzah Mar. Of course, you could say that the two different displays reflect the two different Makotas Rishayim, the two different Shitas of whether Pesach wasn't the original Kerech or not. The Shita that says that we say Hayakaya Pesach Matzah Mar, this was exactly what he did. The other shita that says just matzah mara, because matzah mara is not part of the group. Yeah? Interestingly enough, the Rambam, as we shall see in a moment, does not mention that we say anything at all. It's Zeichel HaMikdash. And certainly, do we say Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel? We all say, to the best of my knowledge, even some of you who are familiar with the Sfardim Minhagim, perhaps you could correct me, but I believe that we all say Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel. However, there are Shittas, the Hakankov, I believe, brings down to the Pesach movement from the Sfardim Nusach, that he said just Zeichel HaMikdash, and it doesn't say precisely who or what. So, with that Hakdamah, let us now take a look at the Rambam. Again, we are emphasizing that the Gemara says Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel, because would be a Paskin like the Chachamim, then of course there would be no point in making a Kehillel Bizman HaZeh, because it's not a Zeichel to anything, since even Bizman HaMikdash, it was totally optional and unnecessary to make a Kehillel.
The Chachamim
HaMikdash
Kehillel. The Chachamim HaMikdash Kehillel.
No, the Chachamim HaMikdash Kehillel, in what sense?
Blessed, so
what does
that mean?
It's
blessed.
So we allow ourselves today to make a Zeichel HaMikdash out of the possibility that maybe the halacha is like Hillel, and if the halacha is like Hillel, we would want to make a Zeichel HaMikdash according to him. Of course, the difficulty in the Rambam stares you mammoth straight in the face, and it was not unknown to the place that came in the Rambam, and the Magid Mishnah addresses the problem, the Lecha Mishnah addresses the problem, and of course, we're going to suggest two different approaches of great Rebbe in addressing the same problem as well. What is the problem? The Rambam speaks in the halacha of that you don't have the beginning of because it's on the previous page, but he speaks about the mahalot, and we will start from the second line. Like Hayashnei Vikikin, this is the Seder, of course, Perek Ches is the actual Seder. You'll notice that the Rambam does not say Pesach, yeah. The Rambam has in Korach a tefila b'charoses. If there is a bracha of alachivas matzis umloivin, which of course reflects the pasuk of tzuyeshu matzis umloivin yevlu, we are used to quoting the other pasuk. In fact, the Gemara brings down the other. You know, of course, that pasuk is after by Pesach Sheni, and the pasuk by Pesach Rishon is Tzviyeshu Matzis Al Mulevim Yehu. Although the Rambam says that you make this bracha of Achilas Matzis Al Mulevim Yehu, it's very mashmal of Oira that the Rambam is talking about this man Azer or this man Amikdash. This man Azer. So the Rambam, if you take a look at Halacha Ches. He begins halacha ches with the words, "This man hazeh she'ein sham korban, apa shem levorach avot zevachem, chozer levorach alachivas matzis." It's mashma that until halacha ches, what was the Rambam talking about?
Right.
The din be'raisa b'zman she'beisach v'shoyakai. The din be'raisa today also, but the din be'raisa today only applies to the matzah.
Matzah
vol, matzah be'raisa, no be'rabot. Yeah. No be'rabot. You know the famous meiser with the kotzker. There was total silence and they were waiting desperately and this man was ticking away just at the time that they were about to eat Mora and the Seder. And the Kotzker, so they say, was lost in a reverie and he didn't respond to any of the murmurs that it's time to move on with the Seder, otherwise he'll miss Chasves. Who knows what sort of deep erurim he should go in and how long it's going to take. Finally, the Eidim was left to the Eidim, Avisha B'chabura there at the time, the Sahacho. To do something, so he gave out the yell, shocked out of his reverie, the Kotzker retorts, "Mor de Aisa, Mor de Avonah was manazeh, Avon astonished. So the story continues that the Cusco grabbed, I don't know exactly what he used for mower, but he grabbed some mower from the dish and threw it at them. And he said, Natai Molo Tresa. And that's the end of the story. So you now have a couple of weeks to figure it out with your own. What was that all about? I have a suspicion, although I've never seen it described exactly that way, that the concept of Molo is Kotsk is Emes. The Midas Emes of Kotsk. Emes may Eretz Titzmol. May Eretz is the Gematria of Kotsk. Emes and Kotsk Titzmol. The Dagesh and Midas Emes are so incredible that you can't guess for Molo. Thus, Molo, the Hergish of Molo, the Vayimokos Chayayim, the time of the Marimus, has to be so real that it's one thing you cannot ask for. Even if the time is ticking away, and if we ask for more, Kotsk says, thus has you more of us. An incredible point. More of us, it's already not more. Because more is the Helgish of more. And if you have the Helgish of more, you can't ask. In the Rambam, if Chalocha Ches begins Bisman Zeh, that means Mistama, that until Chalocha Ches, he's speaking about Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Yekayim. Furthermore, in Chalocha Zeh, the Rambam says, V'ataka mivot bo hato Hashem, and we came to Melech HaElom, Hashem Hishon, and so is it. Right after what I just described. If that's the case, it seems almost impossible to learn otherwise that the Rambam at the end of Halacha Vav, when he's describing the union of Kodesh, he is talking about this man Hamikdash and there's a carbon pesach. Why doesn't he mention there that the carbon pesach? Because he hopes that the kriya doesn't require the carbon pesach. But the carbon pesach is sitting there. And we are going to eat it. So the achila of the matzah amora gives a kriya for the achila's matzah amora. No, so the chayre he passes like whom? He says, wait. By whom does he pass it? So we would be inclined if we stopped reading where I stopped. He passes like him. Abba stop nishta say. Because then the Rambam says, "V'im ochal matzah b'shnei atzma," at the end of Halacha, which we are now submitting is what? Is a continuation, and then he says, he makes a bracha and a zevach. So what are we talking about? Bizman, Reis Hamikdash. And there is a Korban Pesach. And there's the real inyan of Korach according to Hillel. And according to Hillel, Korach is a sine qua non. You must have Korach. So if that's the case, how could the Rambam tell us that he has a choice? Then what? So what's the teretz? The chayyur of the Rambam does not paskin like him. The Rambam paskins like him. And since the Rambam paskins like Chachamim, he paskins apparently also that what? That the Chachamim do not deny that you have a right to do chayyur. Because the Chachamim, whatever their hesher is, maybe because it's a special seres hakosuv, in the case of our matzah and bovim yoflu, to teach me that normally mitzvahs, I'm a bad lizuwizu. But here they're not. So here I have a choice. But I'm not pleased to do that. So Pashtus, the Rambam is paskening like whom? Like the Chachamim. Now based on what we just said a few moments ago at the end of the Gemara, if we would have paskened exclusively like the Chachamim, the Gemara says, Hashtah the Lohit, the Lohit, the Lohit. Somehow the Rambam learned from some other makor of the Gemara that we can paskin like whom? Like the Chacham and Dafka. Not as the Gemara bizarre passed to the Leibniz of Solei Kamal. That's why we have to worry about him. But Lu Yitzuya, we would have passed him exclusively like the Chacham. Then we wouldn't have to worry about him. And therefore we would not make a kodesh as man says, even the Mikdash. And that's what we would expect in the Rambam too. That when the Rambam speaks about this man says, there is no Zecher of the Zecher of the Mikdash. However, if you look at the Rambam, you will see otherwise. And that's where the puzzle deepens. This man has it. She'ein shom kovam, acha shem bevorach ha-metzilachem, Chayzel Mavoyach and Achilas Matzah. Metabo Matzah, you know the Rambam had people Matzah Bacharosis also. Metabo Matzah Bacharosis V'yoyachol, Chayzel Mavoyach and Achilas Mo, or Metabo Mo Bacharosis V'yoyachol. V'lo Yishas Bacharosis Shani V'atam. V'zu Mitzvah Mitzvah. Good. Now comes the bombshell. V'chayzel, V'chayle, Matzah, Mo'el, So what are we talking about? Zecher l'mikdash. First of all, you realize that the Rambam dropped one word. Hilo. No, zeyachan. But dropping a word doesn't sound foul. Great that we want to ignore the zecher l'mikdash kehilel because we ask him like the Chachamim. But the Rambam who has it like the Chachamim, what's the point of having the zecher l'mikdash altogether? So this question troubled just about everyone. That's the question. To do what? Oh, the good question also. You can ask another question. In the Rambam and Halacha Vav, when the Rambam suggests, or when the Rambam mentions, that you do A, and you can do B, does he mean that since we don't have to worry about mitzvahs mevatel zilizul, you have a choice and you can do whatever you please? Or does he give an edge to the kairos of tzad shevoy? That's also important to know. That's what your question is. Yeah, if you look at the Rambam's lashon, what would be our inclination from the etzem lashon of Rambam? What would we say? I don't know. What do you say? How does it strike you? Halacha vav. Bachaka kore. V'im ochal matzah b'shnei atzma. It's mashmal ochal chilu shikav. So the question is it possible to learn that way? Bichlav. Nimonash. If we pass to like Hillel, what do you mean that you give me the choice of doing that kore? Bizman ha-mikdosh? Memusaf machin kohen. That's how he teaches the chayim. Yeah. If on the other hand we pass them like the chachamim, then the Rambam should say, do whatever you feel like. He doesn't have to stress the chalav. Naturally, he'll have to tell you what to do b'nageh b'chalav. The mere fact that there's a bracha separately on matzahs and roirim when you eat them together, and a zukah b'nei atzma when you don't eat them together, seems to indicate that something's going on when you eat them together. Well, can the Rambam b'chalal paskin like Hillel? Granted that we have this problem, maybe the solution is that the Rambam paskins like Hillel. That would take care of the Zecher l'mikdash very nicely. No, where is our problem? That according to Hillel, you must do Kairav. You can't do anything other than Kairav. Maybe the Rambam happens to be a Peshitta. That Kairav is a b'chachiva, but the diyeder, you yotze the mitzvah of matzah and mo'ol of b'chana mikdash, even without making the kairav. Yeah. That is the etzah of some tables. What is the Magid Mishnah's tables? The Magid Mishnah says something remarkable. The Rambam passes like Hillel. But Hillel doesn't give you a choice. So what does the Rambam mean when he says, V'yamachal matzah b'fnei atzmai, umara b'fnei atzmai? That line in the Rambam is speaking about this manazeh. Einochanami, the Rambam goes back later, right afterwards, to speak about the zeba. And it would seem that when the Rambam starts Halacha Ches, it's for the first time speaking about this man hazeh. Says the Magid Mishnah, no. The Magid Mishnah says that lu yitzuya, you would be making a block because you ate this man hazeh, zebif ne'atzma, v'zebif ne'atzma. So then the bracha would have been alachilas matzah and alachilas matzah. Not alachilas matzah is umavada. Yeah. One more question. If you want to make, I'll just make this very quickly, a ha'ara, and you can go through it on your own. It happens to be the Shittas HaTosfos that if we would paskin exclusively like Hillel, what would we do this man as it? So, like Hillel, what would we do this man as it? Zok Tosfos, bizman hazeh, we would eat matzah by itself. And the very next thing that we do, b'nogeya d'borah, is to eat matzah together with borah. Says the Magid Mishnah, that the Rambam l'maisa paskins like Hillel, and in the time of the Mikdash you had to eat matzah and borah together b'kriyah. The line of the Rambam that says, v'yemachal zubish me'atzimah bizman ha'mikdash, there's no such thing. Because Bizman HaMikdash, if he passes like Hillel, it's Davka B'Krifa. That line happens to reflect Bizman HaZeh and was brought in there just to tell you about the Tavachos. And furthermore, Bizman HaZeh, says the Rambam, even though we pass like Hillel, we don't follow the Shita of the Tosfos. And we have to do what? Matzah B'Pnei Atzmo and Marar B'Pnei Atzmo. And only after that do we do Kairos Zechel HaMikdash. Again, the Rambam paskins like Hillel. And it comes out that this man HaMikdash, what would we have done? We would have done Kricha Dafka. This man HaZeh, we have to do our minhag, and that's even according to Hillel. Okay. There's a Lech HaMikdash, there's a Lech HaMishnah, and that's the Rambam says Zeichel HaMikdash. Ivan doesn't say Zeichel HaMikdash. Kehilel? Yeah, because since the Rambam paskins like Hillel, he doesn't have to say Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel. We who don't necessarily paskin like Hillel, and for us the Kaira is only valuable according to that strand called Hillel, we who don't paskin necessarily like Hillel, we have to explain what we're doing. Because Lu Yitzuya, the Halacha is like the Chachamim, Chaveirav Shom Hillel, then there's no point in making the Kaira. So Memeila, we say Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel. Oh, but as the Rambam Gepaskin says the Magid Mishnah like Hillel, so then there's no reason to mention Hillel anymore. The fact that we make a Kerif this man as Zeichel HaMikdash is because in the Mikdash there was Kerif. That's it. Yet, Eva Zeh, the Rambam Paskin's like Hillel. I want to go now, we could have had the time we would spend on the Lech Mishnah. I have a suggestion perhaps to how you learn the Rambam, but let us now go straight to one of the Mahalchim in the Rav.
Just asking. Gemara indicates that we don't pass it.
One way or the other. Apparently, the Rambam has a Makor outside of this Gemara, which we pass in one way or the other, and if you look, you'll find such Makor. We can have an answer for that. The Rav wanted to suggest that the Rambam, this is the first mahalach is not in the Haggadah. If I don't have time to finish, you at least have the other mahalach in the Haggadah. So let me start with this mahalach first. The first mahalach says as follows, that at the emes, the Rambam does not paskin like Hillel. And poshut, why the Rambam does not say Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel? Because it's not Kehillel, it's like the Chacham. So therefore, he doesn't have to say Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel. Because in the Korach Shabbai, even the Chachamim are masking. But what was our tremendous question? If the Pasuk like the Chachamim, what is the point of having the Korach this man HaZeh when this man HaMikdash, there was no requirement whatsoever to make a Korach? Let us get back now to the question that was raised a moment ago. The Rambam seems to find in Korach some sort of adifus. Yeah? So according to the Chachamim, is there such a thing as Kairach? So the Rav suggested that the emes in the drash of the pasuk al matzis umroyim yechlu, the Chachamim cholkim olav Chachamim al chaveilov chaveilov shadilel al dilov. What would the machleikus about mitzvahs mevatlois zu ezu? The Chachamim who hold that the Derech Klal Mitzvahs Mevatlois Zu Ezu have a special Zeres HaKosu Al Matzah Sumroyim Yechlu to teach me that here it's otherwise. Here I can make a Kricha. Shtel Tzach Defragi. What kind of halacha is that? Will you have that for no reason in the world is Xeris HaKosuv that segregates Matz and Moror and puts it into a different category than Kol HaTayrut. Generally the rule is Mitzvah Mevatlei Zuzu, and you cannot eat them together. But for no good reason, in Korban Pesach it's different. Here you can eat Matz and Moror as much as you want together, and it's not a problem, you make the mitzvah. So the answer is, if the Rachamim also have a din of tziruf of matzah and maror, that there is a ma'al yusa, there is even a requirement of having a tziruf of matzah and maror. Matzah and maror belong together, they hang together. Then we understand that that Xeris HaKosuv is mochiach and kol HaTorah kula otherwise. Here, our matzah is a very good food, but everywhere else, mitzvah melach is also. But if there would be no point in having them together, then what kind of Xeris HaKosuv tells me? Normally the mitzvah is mevatlos, and here, do whatever you can. It's hefted. Why? The Torah says they do hang together. They need to hang together, because according to the Chachamim, there's also halacha of tziruf of matzah and maror. The machlokes between Hillel and the Chachamim is not about whether you have to have a tziruf or not. It's not that the Chachamim hold they're two separate mitzvahs, and Hillel says it's one mitzvah that goes together. The Chachamim also hold that they're one mitzvah. What's the machlokes between Hillel and the Chachamim? The machlokes is whether you have to indicate that it's one mitzvah through a maisa achila b'kufa achas, or it's enough that it is in the context of the Korban Pesach, which binds the mitzvahs halayla because of the pasuk hamatzos and loyven yechulu. And as long as there is that Korban Pesach there, and it's binding the mitzvah matzah and loyvim, it is automatically mitzvah. Since there's a tziruf me'ikar hadin, then the fact that I eat it together, I'm not doing anything wrong. Because when do you have a din of mitzvahs mevatlei zuzu? When the two mitzvahs are not mekusher to one another, and they have no shaitas to one another. Know what? I eat them together, whatever the hesber of mitzvahs mevatlos. If it's a gather, it's a such a gather. So the Rani Chavilus Chavilus, they belong to each other. They're one mitzvah. They're together with Pesach, one mitzvah. Why don't the Chachamim require that I should eat physically the Kriha Achas? In this day, I'm a chulik with Hillel. They say that the tziruf is automatic in the context of the chiyuv of Amatzah Samoyev and Yechlu. I did Pesach, called him Pesach, and at the same time, not the Vasachas. But in that context, in that suuda, I eat matzah and maror, I am a kind of full-fledged tziruf that is required. And Hillel says, no, you have to eat it with vasachas physically. Oh, but the Chachamim are asking that you have to have a tziruf. If the Chachamim are asking that you have to have such a tziruf, so then the Chachamim had some hold of this din of tziruf. But you don't have to have the physical kriva. Nuvah loisai. Now, the Davin Neyu, there's no Beis Hamikdash. And now that there's no Beis Hamikdash, then what?
There's no
Korban Pesach. And there's a mitzvah of matzah. And a mitzvah of moror. That's a doiraisa of total matzah, the moror of Rabbonah. And there's nothing to bind them together whatsoever. So therefore, you are looking for the mitzvah. If you want to make a Zecher the Mikdash, you need a tziruf, and there's only one way to be mitzvah. That is by eating them together. Because if you eat them separately, there's no natural mitzvah. The Chachamim's requirement of tziruf occurs naturally, says the Rav. In this mancha Beis HaMikdash HaYokayo, although now that there is no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Korban Pesach, and we can go even one step further and say there's no indication in the matzah mor of halal that is mitzarev then, says the Rambam, if you don't do it b'kripa, you will not have the zeicher l'mikdash altogether. So the zeicher l'mikdash is possible even according to the Chachamim. That's the tshvak here, because the Chachamim do not deny the concept of matzah semorim yochlu. They are only mechulek with Hillel to know they are the hechitimtza of how to accomplish it. In this matzah beis hamikdash yochayim. If Chachamim say you could accomplish it even if what? So in the middle you can see that there's a malusa of eating them together because A, you're yotzei kavadayos, because after all there was an opinion of Hillel, why not? If the Chachamim Mechubi can say you can't, but if not, why not? And B, if there's already a concept of tziruf, one might want to venture to say that in the Luchat Chila, the physical tziruf is also something. That's the Yisod. What's the other approach? The other approach takes a different track altogether. This is the approach of the... How much time do we have? Because, well, first of all, I don't want to pass a show encroach on my great Yiddin. At the end of the year, it's back. That's a big risk.
It's very beautiful.
All right. The second approach that you find in the Haggadah that Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein just put out, he says as follows. There is a Hakira in general about this concept of Zecher LeMikdash. Maybe, if you would allow me, I would say a word or two about Zecher LeMikdash first. The Rambam doesn't have the saying of Zecher LeMikdash Kehillah. Not just Kehillah, he doesn't have the saying, the verbalizing, the Shas Maisa of any formula which refers to Zecher LeMikdash. He just says, you do it, Zecher LeMikdash. But not that we say in the Haggadah, Zecher LeMikdash Kehillah. Yeah. Now you know the Rava's Masbir, you'll find it also, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, in the Sefer on Sukkah of Rambam, Shiurim of the Rav, based on the Hesber and the Taisus we deal with that half on the days, Diba Maschil is called a Maimon. The Taisus says, after Hasfila, after we count the Ayon, why don't we say this Yivatzayim after the Tivas Lulav? So, after all, Tivas Lulav Tov Shiva, so should also say Yivatzayim Shibana Beis Hamidosh. The Di She'ein Ata Ella Haskara Levinya Beis Hamidosh. Because the whole Omer counting now is only Haskara Ba'am. Abo B'Sheifa V'Lulav Yesh Asiya. B'Sheifa V'Lulav Yesh Asiya. We haven't the slightest idea of what Jesus is talking about. B'Sheifa V'Lulav is Asiya. What does it mean? You pick up the lulav. So you say, what more is there to the mitzvah of Aymer? It's not like we're doing anything less. What was the mitzvah of counting the Aymer? To say, Hayoyim, so many days to the Aymer. Nu tastutne. So what's the... It's not a chesaron in a mitzvah that the union of the mitzvah is Amira. So what is Tosfos talking about? When is Amira? Then, when the Maisa is exclusively Amira, then you have to add the words Yivatz. But when the Maisa is an Asiya, a Pa'ula, a Netilas Ulav, then you don't have to say Yivatz. Let's look at that. So the Rabbis Masvir, that the Be'em is two categories of Zeicha L'Mikdash, a very Yisaitistic Ahavon. What are the two categories of Zecher LeMikdash? You have sometimes a mitzvah that there's a takana d'rabbono to do something. And the siba that they made the takana is taka ach v'rak, because in the Mikdash they did it a certain way and we want to preserve it. But the Rabbanon made a mitzvah out of it. 100% mitzvah with the Rabbanon to do something a certain way. Here is another kind of Zecher LeMikdash, where the Zecher LeMikdash is not merely a siba of why the Tekon of the Rabbanon became a mitzvah, but is actually a definition of what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is a Zecher LeMikdash. The mitzvah is a Zecher LeMikdash. Now what Tosfos means is that the Sfiras HaEmet, The mitzvah is the Zecher Mikdash. That was the takana, to remember the Mikdash. In Lulav, the mitzvah was to duplicate a Maisa, Netilas Lulav, even on the other days. Nehi, that the reason that prompted the Chachamim B'Shaitam to make such a Chiyuv is Zecher Mikdash. But the Chiyuv itself, in its definition, it's not a mitzvah Zechirah, it's a mitzvah Netilas Lulav. And that, the Rav said, is the Taich Asiya. Asiya doesn't mean that the difference is here it's Dibur and here it's Pa'ula. If Dibur would be Medina Takonis Tachomim, that to make a mitzvah of Sfira Salim Midrabona like it was B'Shaitri D'Asa, then the Dibur would be a Maisa too. What it means, Ba'amira Ja'en Sham, it means that that's the whole Inyan of counting the Ayin of Zmanazer. It is an Inyan of Zeichel Lamita. So in order for there to be an Inyan of Zecher LeMikdash, we have a very interesting question. There's only one question. Now, of course, before we get to that question, it's a question. Tell me something. Do we make a bracha on Achilas Koruch?
Rambam says yes.
On the Koruch? No, not on the Koruch. Check. Why? What does the Rambam say? What's the Lashon HaRambam? You have it right in front of you? No? He says you don't make a bracha. What does the Rambam say? Kovrech matzah mora below bracha zeichel lemikdash. What's the passion then? You can learn these words of the Rambam in two ways. Below bracha, that's a rule, that's the din. Below bracha. Whatever the Hesber is. Kama is Zecher LeMikdash. Or you can learn B'loi Bracha because it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. Now the Emes Laboisai, if we learn the latter, that because it's a Zecher LeMikdash, it does not warrant the Bracha by Shekhi Chenu the Mitzvah the Sivan of Halachivas Kaila, then what is the Hesber? What is going on here? What kind of mitzvah is this Achivas Kaila with Manazer, Midrabbana? It's a mitzvah of Zechira Ba'alma. The whole takana was Zechira Ba'alma. Abimele is no bracha. If the rule is that there is no bracha when it's a Zechira Ba'alma, how come by Sfira Sa'imer is a bracha even though it's Amira Ba'alma? Okay. So you see from here that there are three methods, not two. There are three din. The first din is where the Chachamim made a takana that the mitzvah should continue with the Rabbanon, and it's a real chatzishol mitzvah, and the Maisa mitzvah is nitigas ulah. There is no shaila that you make a bracha, number one. And number two, what is the nature of the mitzvah? Not zeichel mikdash. It's a mitzvah to do lulav with the Rabbanon. But the Sipa Sadova, why does the Mataki to begin with has to do with the Mikdash? And after that, it went by itself. And the Mele, we don't say Yivatan either. Then there's a Chsad and Tzoy, where the Takana was because of the Mikdash. But the Takana because of the Mikdash was to replicate what was done, not because of the Mikdash, B'Shaitai, because of the Iker Hadin. There, on the one hand, you say, because the whole Inyan is a Zeichel of Mikdash, you say Yivatan. But at the same time, since they had a chepza of mitzvah to duplicate, what do? You make a bracha. Masha Ein came when there's a Zecher LeMikdash Bilvad. And there's no chepza shon mitzvah to duplicate. So then you don't even make a bracha. And Zecher LeMikdash, you just do it. And you don't make an halachilas matzah. Yes, I mean, what? There's no chapter of mitzvah to duplicate. We just finished saying that even according to the Chachamim said it before. Or at least according to Hillel. We passed like Hillel said the Maggid Mishnah. The Rambam passed like Hillel. In the Mana Mikdash, there was a chapter of mitzvah of what? Of Achivas Kairos of Matan Mara. So what do you mean to say that this man has said there's no chapter of mitzvah? In what way is it different than counting the Eimer? The answer I'm going to say is the Baal is a mitzvah by Raisa, of the Aristotle matters. We're mechuyev matter by itself. We have no choice. Because matter, the Raisa versus Mor, the Rabbonim, you couldn't eat them with Hatfila together because everyone is masking that matter, the Raisa Mor, the Rabbonim, is a problem of Mitzvah Slavat, so even in Rabbonim. It's only when they're on the same diet, the Raisa, the Raisa, or the Rabbonim, the Rabbonim, that this Machlok is doing Machlok. But if one is the Raisa, one is the Rabbonim, or one is the Rabbonim, and the other one is Rishus even, you cannot have what? You can't have a Korach Bizman Azeh right away. But, by the same token, never mind that we have no choice, but the minute that we have already eaten matzah, and the minute we have also already eaten maror according to the Rambam, now that we come to do the kairah, what is this kairah? There is no remnant to what originally happened. There's no duplication. There's no chetz of mitzvah like it was once. It's exclusively what? Zeichel l'migdash. If it's exclusively zeichel l'migdash, there's no bracha. So now what they say, that we learn this chesed, that sometimes it's safe for the Midrash. I told you that there are two ways of learning the Rambam. One way of learning the Rambam is that the Emes would pass them on the Chavim. However, there's a possibility that we pass them on whom? Pass them on whom? What happened in this man HaMikdash? You have a chachima to do karev, but with the evid, what? You could do zevet me'atzma, zevet me'atzma. If everyone was asking that with the evid, you could do zevet me'atzma, zevet me'atzma. So what's the zevet of the church? So the Rav suggested the following approach. If you look at this mitzvah of karev, as I told you, you can look at it in two ways. One of them is that it's a mitzvah with a rabbana of karev. And the other one is the Zeichel L'Mikdash Nika'ala. If it would be a mitzvah of Rabbanon of Koyuch mitzad what? Why do we have a mitzvah of Rabbanon of Koyuch? That's the question. So the world from here was Mechadish, a very beautiful thought. Bizman HaMikdash, it says, HaMasa Sum Rogam Yechur. If we would duplicate that Bizman HaZeh, then we would have a reason to do it in the Rabbanon Zeichel L'Mikdash, because Bizman HaMikdash, it was what? But we just finished saying that even according to Hillel, you don't have to do karev. So it's strange that you should have such a din that Bizman HaZeh, you don't have to do karev. But the Rav suggested there's another hesbed altogether to this idea of karev. What is the other hesbed? The Rav suggested, and that's in the Hagadah, it's on page Ayin Ches. See, some of you even have that already. It's on page IMS, this chalk. Today, when you leave matzah and mo, what mitzvahs were you making? The MS in matzah, there are two din. For Erev Toichu matzahs, and our matzahs in Roman, or Tzliyeshu matzahs, Amaloyim. What's the difference between these two? The din of the Erev Toichu Matzahs teaches us that Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah d'oraisa also. Correct. But it does more than that. The mitzvah means that even when there's no korban, there happens to exist a separate pristine mitzvah sachivas matzah. Because the pasuk says the Erev Toichu Matzahs no matter what, it means even when there's no korban. So it means that you can have an achivas matzah when there's no korban. In this man HaMikdash, when he ate that matzah once, all he had to do was eat it once. He was yotze to human. The dinner by Erev Toichu Matzahs, he was yotze while he was eating our matzahs of Yom Yehu. His man HaZeh, when he eats the matzah, and he'll eat it by itself, will he have a kiyum of our matzahs of Yom Yehu? Midah Banam Zeichel HaMikdash. Certainly not. Because why am I eating, and why only am I eating the matzah right now? Because I have a separate chiyuv imposed upon me of the Erev Toichu Matzahs, which I have to be yotzei to d'oraisa right now. Without a korban pesach, there's no indication in this achilas matzah whatsoever that I have any remnant kal in the achilas matzah shavuot that I'm doing anything that's reminiscent of the Beis HaMikdash. Because I would, if there would be no Inyan of Sechiras HaMikdash, and if there would be no Nekuda of remembering the Beis HaMikdash, I would still be eating the matzah anyhow. Why? Because the Chiyuv matzah, the Reis, the Erev Tokel matzahs. So when I eat the matzah, Bifnei Atzmoi, I have nothing in that matzah that in any way can relate and refer back to the Zeta HaMikdash body, because I always attribute what I am doing to the Bezum of the Chiyuv of the Erev Tokel matzahs. Damn it. We could say exactly the same thing about Moel HaMikdash. There's a big shaila, and we won't go into it, this Gerovah stencil, which is also mentioned here in the Gereshit Saran. We will not go into it, we don't have one. But there's a big shaila, this mitzvah is small, Rabbanan. What's the mitzvah? It's the old mitzvah small, or it's a new mitzvah small. What do we mean? It's all together for the Rabbanan, for sure. Because there's no mitzvah small there, I saw. It's true. But the Chachamim felt the need to be metakin in mitzvah small. Were they arguing back to the fact that we don't have a mitzvah small of Eisah, so they wanted to give us a mitzvah small of Eisah? What were they arguing back to? The original structure. And the name of the Achira Smorer is a Zeichel Mikdash Vigi. It's an Almatis of Moedin Yechlu Vigi Mitzvah Achira Smorer of the Rabbanan. Well, no. They didn't want us to lose mitzvah small, so they were attacking a Bezunder of mitzvah small, which under the Rabbanan level mirrors completely the Be'er Tokhi Matzah's individuality of Mitzvah Achira Matzah. Just like on the Dereisa level, Achivas Matzah Bezman Azeh is only a mitzvah Achivas Matzah, so too the Chachamim instituted an Achivas Morer, which is, exists unto its own as a Bezundra mitzvah Achivas Morer, has nothing to do with harking back to the original Achivas Matzah's Morer. And they were, we read Matzah Lechorin, we read Morer Lechorin, neither of which have the ability to give us the sense of Zeichel Mikdash. Granted that in this manner Mikdash Hillel didn't need it, but now if we will eat Masr Bilbar and Mora Bilbar, there will be no Zecher. And we need a Zecher because the Halacha wasn't do what was done there. It's not the Meister of duplication. Rather, says the Rosh, it's a din of Zecher and Mikdash Mamash. And the reason you don't make a Brocha is because it's a separate takana zeichel mikdash, which is not the original. It's not the original din because you already forget some matzmaras. The meila comes out. How will I have a zeichel mikdash unless I do what? The Rav concluded with one beautiful addition. He said, "Good, you want to make a zeichel mikdash." With your covenant. What's our barrier? Zeichel Mikdash. Where's the covenant? So you see in the notes here, the Rav said that the Korban Pesach is where? In the Matzah. He brings Raya Sukkah. The Korban Pesach is in the Matzah. I wanted to be excited about saying, hoping that you'll find that there is not one but many Zeichel Mikdash in the same. Again, time precludes us. But if you're interested, drop a note in my box in the resources and I'll send you a copy of the whole shiur. Be glad to do it. But we finish in Shana Abog in Shemayim. There are only two times that we say the Shana Abog in Shemayim. Yet Kippur, which is perfect, and Pesach the same, which you have to wonder why. The answer is, for all these, it's an Indian to Tata Yeshua, the whole Yom HaChadol. So, Osef is, alright, whenever we finish our dance, the Hasana, we dance the Shana Abod Yeshua. But really, we have it, it's a Takana Davka to say the Shana Abod Yeshua. Pesach at the Seyo, and then Kippur again. You know why I'm going to say? Because these are the two moments when Iko Hasel Min HaSeyo, from HaSeyo to the people. Why is Iko Hasel? Because there's no call to Pesach. The whole thing is turned upside down. There's manna there. You keep it without it, but it's good sandwich. Without it, I'm going to go to the chain on a leash, and when it's like it, when it's Be'a Kapova, unbelievable, so they say, Shana, I'm going to get your line. And that is a special reason why we have Dr. Zeichel HaMikdash is on the night of the segment.
thought the Yerushalayim effort to remember that the Maaseh, we miss it so much, we have to be responsible again and again. Yes, Mashiach, thank you. Thank you.
Reminding us of the shiurim of the Rav that the ikar is